Welcome back to this episode of The Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman and Jacob Leibkap.
Yep.
Jacob is finally back with us after...
It's about time.
Like a month. So, Jacob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to be back. I mean, had a long month without the show. I was kind of sad about it, you know? But I've been keeping track of everything going on here, so I still know what I'm talking about.
Pat, how about you?
Not too bad. I got to go home this weekend. We played Friday and then had Saturday off, so I was able to kind of go, you know, spend some time at home, see the family, get some home-cooked meals, which was really nice. It was kind of rejuvenating, kind of get you going for the rest of the year, and excited for conference play to start on Saturday for us. I'm just ready. How are you doing?
We had a wet, rainy practice this afternoon. That was fun.
It was a fun time. I enjoyed it. Trey, how are you doing?
I'm living. I'm very busy today. I kind of took the day off yesterday just because I needed a mental break from everything. So I took a day off yesterday, and now I'm kind of regretting that today. But I'll get through it. We're going to talk all Bluffton sports today, I believe. Not much else has really caught my eye this past week in other sports outside of Bluffton. So we'll start with the men's golf, move on to cross country, and then I believe football, volleyball, and then soccer.
Trent did not sound very confident, but the Bluffton University men's golf team shook off the rust with a team score of 342 at the Lord's Invitation on Wednesday, September 25th. It's the first competition for the men since the Ohio Cup on September 7th.
The Beavers played cart golf with all eight players scoring between 84 and 90. Evan Kajawa led the way with fellow freshman Nathan Eberle and Clay Kellhorst. And sophomore Carter Mumbauer all just one stroke back at 85.
Sophomore Nick Offenberger and junior Dakota Pratt checked in with identical 88s. Spencer Daniels finished with an 89, and Dominic Castaveller rounded out the scoring with a 90.
Yeah, so it was just kind of nice to be able to have the golf team kind of get back in action. I mean, September 7th all the way to September 25th, that's a long break to just kind of be practicing. Actually get back out there on a different course other than the Bluffton golf course is kind of nice for the golf team. And they were back in action on Saturday, September 28th, at the Dan Quayle Classic hosted by DePaul University.
Yeah, they're actually on the way back now. That they stayed all night. They played 18 yesterday and 18 today. I haven't heard how they did or anything, but I heard they're stuck in traffic today.
Bluffton University men jumped right back into action after competing at the Lord's Invitational on Wednesday morning. A 3.5-hour trip to Clayton, Indiana was on the menu as the Beavers opened up the Dan Quayle Collegiate Classic yesterday, the 28th.
Bluffton caps off the weekend at Deer Creek Golf Club on Sunday, September 99th. The Dan Quayle Classic is slated to tee off at 8:30 p.m.
Freshman Nathan Eberle was on top of his game with a sparkling 78 on Saturday. Fellow freshman Clay Kellhorst and junior Dakota Pratt fired identical 82s for the Beavers. One shot back of Kellhorst and Pratt was freshman Evan Kujawa and Dominic Castaveri, shooting an 87 to complete Bluffton's Saturday scoring. So as Jacob said, they did then compete again on Sunday. We have not heard the official scores yet on how they did. We will kind of give you guys that update next Sunday. So that way we kind of let you guys know how the Beavers did finish off the round for this past weekend. Jacob's knocking the rust off a little bit. He's kind of getting a little far ahead of himself, but no big deal. It's good for the golf team to get back out there. This is a women's season, so the men aren't going to be playing as much as what the women are, just like it'll be opposite for once the spring season hits. They will be back in action, though, on Sunday, on Sunday, October 6th. They will be at the UNOH fall event at Hidden Creek Golf Course. So, yeah, they'll play that weekend, kind of get them ready, and They'll be starting the HDHC Championships at Bluffton Golf Course that next weekend, the 12th and 13th. So pretty exciting for the Beavers to get one more tournament in before the big meet, the big match against the rest of the conference. We are going to move on to cross country. Jacob, you're going to start it off for us.
The cross country team traveled to Cedarville University for the annual All Ohio Championship on Saturday, September 8th. The meet consisted of schools from all over Ohio, in Ohio, Division 1, 2, and 3, and also NAIA schools.
The men competed first with 301 runners for the 8-kilometer race. They had to battle a hilly course with 85-degree weather. Freshman Britton Boyle had an outstanding race, coming in first for the Beavers with a time of 28 minutes 11 seconds, while placing 57th out of 144 Division III runners. Britton showed his potential today. He stepped up as a freshman, which is tough to do, but his training has been consistent. This is a great stepping stone for him for the season and for the seasons to come, said head coach Logan Wells.
Finishing close behind Boyle was senior Dakota Frost, who took 62nd with a time of 28:24. Freshman Max Chandler came in third for Bluffton in 102nd place with a time of 29:48. Senior Connor Golick placed 119th with a time of 30:47. Running out the top five scoring was sophomore Austin Hernandez with a 128th finish at a time of 31:28. Freshman Morgan Adams running his first 8K of the season, and Zion Cook finished with times of 32:37 and 36:37, respectively. The men placed their respectful 14th out of 19th Division III teams.
Next up were the women, who ran a 6K against the field of 282 runners from schools all over Ohio. The women fought an uphill battle due to only having 6 runners instead of their usual 7. Senior Alexis Cash had an impressive finish, placing 36th out of 125 Division III runners with a time of 24:42. Junior Bailey Barrington and senior Eric Cox, who put in a strong performance, crossed the finish line one after the other, placing 73rd and 74th with times of 26 and 26:02. Eric had a level of aggressiveness I have not seen very often. It was nice to see it on this hot day, said Wells.
Senior Tammy Groff finished fourth for the Beavers with a time of 27:56, good for 103rd place. Rounding out the top five was sophomore Hope Nixon, who placed 120th with a time of 30 minutes 6 seconds. Rounding out the women's runners was freshman Justine Lesniewski with a time of 31 minutes 14 seconds. The women also took 14th out of 19th for Division III teams.
Coach Wells did say it was a tough day condition-wise, but he's proud of how everyone competed. The times do not tell the story of the effort that was made during both those races. It was a solid day to build off for the rest of the season. The Bluffton cross-country team will travel to Wilmington College for the Jenna Strong Fall Classic on Friday, October 11th. The women's race is slated for 4:30 p.m., and the men will compete at 5:15. So another week off for the cross-country team to kind of get everything ready for then a tournament again, a meet again. I don't know. I guess it would be a tournament on October 11th. So we will update you guys on that, just give you guys a reminder to about the game coming up. It's pretty exciting, though, for this cross-country team to go out and compete against almost every single Division 1, 2, and 3 teams across the state of Ohio. It's pretty awesome, I guess. I mean, I'm not sure all the teams that were there, but saying Division 1, you think of, probably Ohio State. You think of Cincinnati that are all there. And just to kind of be there, get to be at a meet with runners at that level and be able to see the times they're running is definitely, I feel like, a cool experience for the cross-country team.
We're going to jump into the volleyball and how they did over this past week and weekend. They had 3 matches, and we'll take a short break before diving into football and then both of the soccer teams. So the Bluffton University volleyball team slugged it out with Denison in a 4-set thriller on Tuesday, September 14th. 3 sets were decided by 2 points apiece as the Big Red moved to 9-5 following their hard-fought victory. 29-27, 25-21, 23-25, 25-23.
Junior Ramey Bauer hammered away with a career-high 23 kills against just 6 errors from a red-hot 298 hitting percentage. Sarah Heidinger was 1 kill away from her career best with 13 putaways. Sophomore Cassidy Posey was in on 4 blocks.
Doling out a career-high 38 assists was freshman Noel Ufferman, who also got it done defensively with a career-high 17 digs. Sophomore Brooke Kleeman picked up a team-high 20 digs, while Chelsea Taylor chipped in with 11 of her own. Freshman Courtney Weekly fired 3 aces for the Beavers.
We'll often travel to Heidelberg University for the No One Fights Alone Invitational Friday, the 27th. The Beavers took on Mount St. Joseph Friday night before battling Heidelberg in Marietta on Saturday the 28th.
The Beavers were back in action, like Trent said, on Friday against a non-conference matchup and HCAC foe Mount St. Joseph. The Beavers dropped a tightly contested three-setter to the Lions 25-23, 25-22, 25-18 on the opening day of the No One Fights Alone Invitational. Bluffton slipped to 2-14 on the season, while the Lions upped their season mark to 11-4.
Junior Ramey Bauer powered the Bluffton offense with 13 kills. Carly Lester and Sarah Heidinger knocked down 7 and 6 apiece. Lester was also in on 3 blocks for the Beavers.
Nicole Ufferman dished out 12 assists, while fellow freshman Ellie Price chipped in 11 helpers. Sophomore libero Brooke Kleiman led the defense with 26 digs.
The Beavers were back in action Saturday morning as they did face Heidelberg and at 10 o'clock and at noon, then faced Marietta. The Beavers dropped the first match of the day to host Heidelberg University 3-0 and 25-18, 25-14, 25-20. Bluffton was able to hold off Marietta in 4 sets, 25-16, 25-16, 25-19, 25-21, to secure their 3rd victory of the season. The Beavers now stand at 3-15 following the weekend at Heidelberg.
Sarah Heidinger was the voice of the offense against the student princes as she hammered down 7 kills for the visitors. Fellow junior Amy Bauer and senior Carly Lester tallied 6 and 5 winners, respectively. Sophomore Maddie White tied her career high with 20 assists. Brooke Kleiman led the Bluffton's defense with 10 digs.
Bauer powered the offense against Marietta, knocking down 14 kills. Heidinger chipped in 6 for the Beavers. White was on fire as she crushed her career high, dishing out 32 assists and also slamming home 6 kills. Kleiman and Bauer led the defense with 13 and 12 digs, respectively. Sophomore Cassidy Posey was in on a career-high best 6 blocks against the Pioneers.
The women will be back in action at Copeland Court on Wednesday, October 2nd at 7 p.m. when they welcome Wilmington College. Beavers then kick off Heartland Conference play with a trip to Earlham College on Saturday, October 5th for a noon matchup against the Quakers. Go out. The Beavers haven't had very many home matches this season, so definitely, if you can, come out 7 p.m. Beavers definitely need a little bit of confidence, and they need some boost from the crowd on Wednesday night. So if you can be there, go and support the Lady Beavers. I know they're greatly appreciative, and they're excited to play against the home crowd, as it's been a while.
Yeah, so make sure you go out and support them on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in the Sommer Center at Copeland Court. I know we will try and be there as well. We have a home game, I believe, on Wednesday. And that's really early for us, so we will be there supporting the women. We'll take a quick break here and then come back and talk about football and soccer. Thank you for listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Way. I'm Trent Mast, joined with Patrick Spillman and Jacob Leipkap. We're going to jump right in to Beaver football.
The Bluffton University football team traveled to Hanover College for the ACHC opening clash with the Panthers on Saturday, September 28th. Unfortunately for the Beavers, the Panther defense was too much for a Bluffton team, which only totaled 192 yards of total offense on the day, falling 28-10 to Hanover.
Bluffton would get on the scoreboard first when freshman kicker Jake Bumgardner chipped one in from 35 yards out to make the score 3-0 with 8:25 left in the first stanza. Hanover would find their way to the end zone at the end of the first quarter, making it 7-3. in favor of the Panthers. The visitors would score again midway through the second stanza on a one-yard touchdown from Sean Cohn to make it 14-3 Panthers going into the break.
The only Beaver touchdown came late in the third when Zachary Nobis connected with Ryan Markoff for a 9-yard touchdown to cut the lead to 14-10. Hanover tacked on 2 more touchdowns in the second half, sealing a 28-10 win over the Beavers and thanks to 518 yards of total offense.
Bluffton totaled 192 yards of offense with 50 yards passing and 142 yards in the rushing attack. Nobis went 3 of 10 for 52 yards and a touchdown on the day. Trayvon Mason would lead the rushing attack with 47 yards on the ground for the day. Darian Greeley would also chip in with 39 yards on the ground.
Hanover put 518 yards of total offense, including 308 through the air and 210 on the ground. Bluffton struggled with just 2 of 14 on third down conversions, while the Panthers went 5 of 14.
McKinley Hunter paced the defense for Bluffton with 12 tackles and an interception on the day. Antonio Crosty checked in with 8 tackles and a blocked punt for the Beavers.
Following a bye week for the Beavers, they will be back in action on Saturday, October 12th, when Bluffton will host the Rose Holman Fighting Engineers for the homecoming clash. Kickoff is set for 1:30 at Alumni Field. So obviously, tough game for the Beavers offensively. Just couldn't really get anything going. Only 50 passing yards, which is unheard of, especially after the first couple games where you kind of saw where they kind of like to air it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But definitely hurt, but bye week for them to kind of prepare stuff, don't have to be really getting ready for a game, can just clean and polish everything up, and then they get a home game, and it'll be kind of nice for them to have that week off and then be ready for the home game against Rose Holman at home. I keep saying match because I'm a soccer player, I'm sorry. But yeah, I think the football team is just this week is going to enjoy not having to prepare for a game and kind of attacking each other in a way and having a lot of competition like it is in preseason for them, not having to prepare for a game, which will be nice for them.
Yeah, the football team, they've been struggling a little bit here early in the season, but I think a little bit of their offense, that they struggled a little bit on the ground and in the air. I mean, only 40-some passing yards. To me, it might seem like they're taking their throwing chances away just because they've had a lot of interceptions the first couple weeks.
Yeah, they actually, I was watching the stream, and they actually, Ryan Markoff started the game, and I think the start of the second half, they actually took him out and put him a wide receiver. And he actually caught the touchdown pass from Nobis later in the game.
Yeah,
and he was their leading receiver.
All right. Our computer just went out. We'll take another short break here, and then we'll be back for you with the rest of soccer. And then we will finish out the episode.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Sorry about that. We fixed our problem that we were having. So we'll jump right into women's soccer. They only competed one time over this week, and now they have about a 10-day break. Their next game will be Saturday against Rose Holman here. So Bluffton University women's soccer team traveled to Tiffin for a matchup with Heidelberg University on Wednesday, September 25th. The student princes scored early and often in a 7-1 victory over the Beavers.
Heidelberg took the first tally of the game with Mackenzie Perry had a shot less than 8 minutes into the game. Gave the student princes a 1-0 lead. A strong offensive half for the home team gave Heidelberg a 5-0 advantage going into the half.
Taja Upsall took a nice feed from Maddie Huffman and Julia Gibson to secure the Beavers' one and only goal for the game in minute 51. A penalty kick goal and a score from Heidelberg's Amanda Sergrew would secure the 7-1 student Prince's victory.
Bluffton took 9 shots, 4 of which were on goal throughout the game, while Heidelberg put up 23 shots, 16 of those being on goal. Both teams forced 5 corner kicks, but the Beavers were whistled for 2 more fouls, 8-6. Junior keepers Jules Frazier and Sienna Sullivan had 4 and 5 saves respectively.
With the non-league portion of the schedule in the rearview mirror, the Bluffton University women will regroup before hosting Rose Hulman in the Heartland Conference opener on Saturday, October 5th at 1 p.m. Come out and support your Beavers.
Obviously, rough game for the Beavers. Short trip up to Tiffin, but just didn't look like they were ready to play that day. Played a very good Heidelberg team who they drew 0-0, I believe, last year. It was either 0-0 or 1-1. But they did draw them last year, but it just looks like they couldn't put everything together against Heidelberg. But the good thing is that they've had a lot of games in a short amount of time, kind of like the men have as well. So having that 10-day break for them to just kind of get some practices in, compete, get some girls healthy, and just be able to prepare for Rose Hulman, who is always
good,
normally pretty good, and normally is at the towards the top of their conference. So I think just giving a lot of extra time to be able to game plan and prepare for Rose Hulman will be good for the Beavers. But we are going to move on to men's soccer. We had 2 games this week. We played Wednesday at home against the College of Worcester and then traveled to Albion College on Friday. We will start with the game on Wednesday first.
Well, after a long road stretch, the Bluffton University's men's soccer team returned to its home pitch as the Beavers welcomed the College of Worcester on Wednesday, September 25th. Despite a hard-fought game, the Fighting Scots offense was too much for the Beavers as Worcester secured a 5-0 shutout of the home team. Bluffton fell to 4-4 on the season, while Worcester improved to 4-5.
The Beaver defense was able to hold off the Fighting Scots until the 28th minute when Worcester's Andres Exonfotos secured a goal to give the visiting team a 1-0 lead. Worcester's Max Hill netted a shot to give the Fighting Scots a 2-0 lead at half. Back-to-back shots by the visiting teams Manny Burton and Luca Napora, followed by a final goal from Moody Sadi, secured Worcester's 5-0 shutout. Bluffton's offense was powered by Patrick Spillman with 3 shots.
Bluffton tallied 9 shots in the match, with Worcester putting up 24. The Fighting Scots also forced 4 more corner kicks, 8-4, but were whistled for 1 more foul, 13-12. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport walked away with 3 saves on the day. Obviously not a great game for us, falling to a very good Worcester team, and the fact that they were very dynamic offensively, as you can tell, by putting up 5 goals. Definitely hurt, but just kind of one of those games where it's going to prepare us for the tough part of conference, and we're going to learn from the mistakes that we kind of made. And that, you know, I would say Worcester is going to prepare us for Rose Hulman, Hanover, Transylvania. So definitely a good game for us to look back on later in the season and learn from our mistakes.
So we'll jump right into the game from Saturday, Bluffton University.
Friday.
My bad.
Bluffton University. Trent's on the team, but can't remember what day the game is. Sorry, I just have to give him a hard time.
It's just a game. It's already over. Bluffton University men's soccer team traveled to Albion College on Friday, September 27th, for a 6 p.m. matchup against the Britons. Beaver dropped a 3-1 decision to the Britons. Bluffton fell to 4-5 on the season following the loss.
Bluffton's Brandon DeCourcy took a feed from fellow freshman Eliza Greaser to secure the first tally of the match in the 32nd minute, giving the Beavers a 1-0 lead going into the break.
The Britons came out and fired the equalizer shot 17 minutes into the second half. In a span of less than 5 minutes, Albion's Alex Sayeg netted 2 more shots to give the home team a 3-1 lead and ultimately the match victory.
Albion pressured the visiting team with a total of 23 shots, 6 on goal, compared to Bluffton's 4, 3 on frame. The Britons forced all 11 corner kicks, and they were whistled for 7 more fouls, 8-1. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport walked away with 4 saves.
The Beavers are back in action at the Sears Athletic Complex on Wednesday, October 2nd. They will finish up non-conference play against Finlandia University at 2 p.m. The men kick off their HCAC conference play on Saturday, October 5th, when they welcomed Rose Hillman to their home pitch for a 3:30 matchup following the women's contest with the Engineers.
Obviously, another hard game for the Beavers, scoring first in the 31st minute, but then giving up three goals in 5 minutes was kind of the backbreaker for us, giving up an own goal for the first goal, and then Alex Sayag with just two goals that were, I mean, honestly, they're nice goals.
Yeah. The second one was kind of a miss.
Yeah, the second one was probably an error, and then the third one
was a good goal.
Third one was a good goal, but another quality opponent that's going to prepare us for conference. We're going to look back at that and realize that we played well. We competed against that team for the first probably 60 minutes. Then that five-minute span kind of killed us, and then Albion was kind of able to sit back and relax once they had a 3-1 lead and had that two-goal lead in front of them and just kind of played a lot more defensively after that. But definitely a killer and something we're going to learn from, but excited for our game against Finlandia on Wednesday to finish up non-conference play and then huge, huge matchup on Saturday. Rose Hillman beating us 6-1 last year, so we kind of want some revenge on our home field. But Jacob, you got anything else for us?
No, not a bad week for all Bluffton sports. That's really all I got. Continue. I'll see you guys next week. I'll actually be here. I know you guys miss me a lot, so I know I can't keep missing like that. Yeah, but I'll be here Wednesday.
We've been giving Jacob a hard time.
Sunday, yeah. It's okay.
But it's all in love. And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. The WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mast, Patrick Spillman, and Jacob Leibkap. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The WIT.
Roll Beaver.